This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump last night at a campaign rally in Monroe, Louisiana, suggesting that the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry focusing on him is un-American.
It's so bad what they do to our country. They rip the guts out of a country, and it's a shame, and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. And people should stop. Maybe go to the Supreme Court, maybe, but they got to stop it, because we have a country to run.
Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor John Bolton's been called to testify today in the impeachment inquiry. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions may try to get his old Senate seat back. Reports are the Alabama Republican is going to announce his bid this week before a filing deadline. Trump nominated him to be his Attorney General, but he later pressured him to leave. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
A U.S. citizen by the name of Mahad Velaz says a man threw battery acid on his head and face after accusing him of being an illegal immigrant. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King, who says the attacker has now been arrested.
A 61-year-old white Milwaukee man, Clifton Blackwell, will be charged with a hate crime. The victim's attorney, Craig Nastantuono, says his client was confronted outside of a restaurant.
That charge accuses Mr. Blackwell, who I should note is entitled to a presumption of innocence, but accuses Mr. Blackwell of recklessly causing great bodily harm.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
China says it's reached an agreement with the U.S. to start rolling back tariffs on each other's goods. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce saying that the rollbacks will come in phases. The amount of relief in the first phase will depend on an agreement that's reportedly going to be signed in the next few weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The union for workers at the General Mills plant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, has agreed to meet with the company this morning as the likelihood of a strike is rising. The meeting coming after it was revealed that 99% of union members rejected the company's latest offer. The retail, wholesale, and department store unions Local 110 is made up of over 500 members. Whitney Houston's former girlfriend is breaking her silence. Robin Crawford tells People magazine she was Houston's romantic partner in the early 80s. Crawford says Houston ended the physical part of their relationship soon after she signed her first record deal. She says Houston told her it would have made their journey more difficult. Whitney Houston died in 2012. She was 48. Crawford is currently a fitness trainer and lives with her partner and two children. And they're always popular. This year's holiday cup designs are back at Starbucks. There are four new ones this year: polka dots, merry dance, Mary Stripes. Oh, somebody likes that one. And Candy Cane Stripe. The coffee giant says the designs will hopefully evoke joy for all the customers. The cups are making their debut today, along with holiday drink flavors, including peppermint mocha and chestnut praline latte. Have one while you're checking us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live.
Oh, and you thought it was going to be easy, huh? I'm telling you, we got a lot of hay to stack up here. Let me tell you, it's going to be all hands on deck, and somebody that knows about all that hard work is Bob Beaupre, a former Colorado congressman and businessman, and he's here with us right now. Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bill. I hope you are.
Yeah, we are. We're blessed as we're heading to the Thanksgiving season and holiday time. Had a chance to see a special screening of Tom Hanks' upcoming movie that I highly recommend for everybody. It's, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And it's coming out, and who would have thought that Tom Hanks could play Mr. Rogers? But, oh, my gosh. It is a great family movie, and a time that is going to come out at a perfect time, you know, when this country really needs a shot of kindness and civility, Bob.
Amen to that. Yeah. Amen to that.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in the Beltway. I mean, you've been there.
Speaking of a lack of kindness and civility.
Exactly. Well, you know, all this stuff, I mean, here we are. We're 12 months away from an election. What's the Democrats' point in all this and putting the country and the president through an impeachment process? What is their goal here?
Well, there's probably a lot of things we could talk about, but let me mention two. I think Nancy Pelosi got backed into a corner by some of the radical members of her caucus, her Democrat caucus, who've been screaming for impeachment, and she was facing an internal rebellion if she didn't move forward. Of course, many of the Democrats were calling for Trump's impeachment the night that he was declared elected,
right,
clear back in November of 2016. So what they've been doing for a long time is just finding a hook to hang their impeachment hat on. And they've found it in this phone call with the Ukrainian president, I note.
Right.
Secondly, I think, you know, Pelosi knows that Trump is not going to, unless there's, you know, some smoking gun that we find that nobody knows about yet.
Mm-hmm.
Pelosi knows that she's not going to be successful in removing Donald Trump from office. The most that the House can do is file articles of impeachment, send it over to the Senate. Mitch McConnell and the Republicans will dispense with that in fairly short order. So what she's trying to do, I think, is drive Trump's negative numbers in some of the key states prior to the 2020 election so low that perhaps they can steal the victory from him in 2020. Mm-hmm. And get, I guess, President Elizabeth Warren, God save us all,
yes,
elected to office. So I think that's all it is. It's all politics.
Mm-hmm.
She knows, and I think a great many of the Democrats know, that they are not going to remove him from office. That this is a mission impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the 2020 election, just destroying this presidency however they can.
You know, the Dems always talk about a fact pattern, Bob. And what seems to be a fact pattern, at least that I'm observing, seems to be consistent with what they did with Kavanaugh. You know, okay, you're going to get Kavanaugh in there, but we're going to put an asterisk on him. He's always going to be walking around with this asterisk. And if President Trump gets reelected, they want an asterisk on him. They're going to use that to invalidate the next 4 years of a Donald Trump presidency. Look at the writing is clear on the wall, unless we're missing something here. I mean, look at the thousands of people that are coming, you know, to his campaign stops that are supporting him. Okay, we got a little bit of disappointment, you know, with what happened, yesterday in Kentucky and Virginia. But by and large, I mean, this president has been a force to be contend, you know, to contend with. And the way I look at it is the Dems are figuring, look, we're gonna send a message out to, first of all, Donald Trump to let him know that he's got hell to pay. How dare he run for president and get elected? But also that the electorate is going to have hell to pay. You know, they've already spent in excess of $70 million of our money chasing this windmill down with Bob Mueller. And it came out with absolute zero, though, you know, the incredible Adam Schiff said he had the goods. Well, you know, he's got nothing, and he's had nothing. So now, we go through the exercise with Kavanaugh. They had nothing, and they got away with it because there was no recompense for these people who came before Congress, turned the whole process upside down, and even to the point that, which galls me, is that Dr. Ford's own attorney said, you know, and admitted later on, she was caught on camera saying, well, the reason we did this is because of Roe v. Wade. I mean, we all knew that, but we couldn't talk about it because, you know, we had to be politically correct and sensitive to the hashtag movement. And meanwhile, the people got totally exercised and ramrodded over this deal.
Yeah, the Kavanaugh hearings was one of the most disgraceful periods in I think, American history. Absolutely disgraceful.
And it's going to continue, Bob, because there's no, you know, they didn't get punished for this. Nobody got hand slapped. Nobody got sanctioned on this. Dianne Feinstein, I mean, the same thing as with Adam Schiff. Had information, sat on it. He had information, he sat on it. To add insult to injury, they find a way to rewrite the rules 30 days before the whistleblower comes out. I mean, this is all very curious.
Very polite word, Bill. yeah, I think it's something different than just curious.
Yeah.
You know, let's be honest. This is a polarizing president. You can find numbers like his job approval numbers that mm-hmm. aren't all that rosy. You'd like to be in a better position going into a reelect, but when you stand, the choice has to be, you know, Donald Trump or. Who? And we haven't got the who yet, but we're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
And among the likely suspects for who is eventually, they've all embraced the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
They have all embraced free tuition. They have all embraced raising taxes, perhaps to 70% or more at the top rate, mm-hmm. abolishing ICE, getting rid of the Electoral College, reparations, infanticide,
mm-hmm.
and Medicare for all. Biden's yeah. about the only one who's backed away right. from that a little bit. But
we're gonna get rid of illegal immigrants too. I mean, by get rid of it, they're all legal. Now, there's no such thing as illegal immigration, right?
No, and this week of all times, mm-hmm. the Democrats have now in the Senate. They killed the defense bill because, God forbid, there was money for Trump's wall. After we hear this horrific story right across our border near Tucson, mean, there is on and on and on as to why people might not be thrilled with this president, but when they compare him to the alternative looks pretty good. I think Trump's likely in a position to get reelected and maybe more comfortably than the last time.
Well, and again, we're dealing with people who are afraid to wear a red hat, put a Trump bumper sticker on their car because of the repercussions. They have been clear. They have been consistent. And we are being manipulated here. But we'll continue with the conversation with Bob Beaupre after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Independent every day, Monday through Friday, right here, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Bob Beaupre, the former Colorado congressman and businessman, continues with us. Bob, we've been saying for quite a while that the insanity
south of the border there, it's just gotten out of control. I mean, this has been going on for decades here. And we have said the Mexican government is ill-equipped. They cannot handle the firepower of the cartel. Two things. I don't think they have the intestinal fortitude. You know, the federales are getting, you know, clobbered there. You know, you get elected officials into cities, and they last, their life expectancy is measured in days. And then what happened this week is just unconscionable. And President Trump, you know, offered to the president of Mexico help and assistance with the military to go in there, because it's going to require a military campaign to go in and clean that mess out. And it's getting to the point where Mexico is going to have little choice, because they cannot control the cartel.
Yeah, it's even worse than you said. Obrador, the current president of Mexico, as Tom Cotton said in the last couple of days, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, he said Obrador ran on a campaign of more hugs, not bullets, yes, to deal with the drug cartel. So he thinks he can ignore them or somehow cajole them or convince them that we can all get along. They don't want to get along. And he is unwilling to face reality. You know, he immediately stiff-armed the President Trump's offer of assistance. And I think it's a huge mistake. Tom Cotton, I agree with Tom on this one, too. Tom says that at some point, we may be to that point, but we have no choice but to go in and protect American citizens. You know, our motto of leave nobody behind extends well beyond just our military. American citizens all over the globe deserve protection. And if where they happen to be at a moment in time, if that government can't provide that protection and security, we've got an obligation to look after our own. And certainly as close as these folks were, literally right across the line from Tucson.
Yes,
in Sonora, absolutely shameful. If this isn't terrorism, what is? And if America is committed to stamping out terrorism wherever it is, then how can we ignore a situation this bad? You're right that we've known for decades that this is a problem, and you know, shame again on the Democrat Party. They have chosen to ignore reality. I sat through when I was there, this is a number of years ago now, I sat through briefings where our own border people, our own intelligence people told us of the enormous number of apprehensions at our border of radical Islamic extremists, and that's still happening, that have infiltrated these caravans that come across our border. They pretend to be other than just poor Hispanics, poor Central Americans coming here for work, but they're coming here to do harm to us.
Exactly.
And this isn't one or two. This is hundreds and thousands of them that we knew we had apprehended. How many slipped through? Mm-hmm. And to pretend that there isn't a massive problem on that border is just that, it's pretending. Fantasy has no place in the business of governing. God bless Trump, especially for this. This is a place where he was like John the Baptist, the boys crying in the wilderness. A lot of people thought he was crazy. He's not crazy. He's spot on.
Well, without a doubt, and the thing is what he's saying really isn't much different than what Barack Obama said and what the Democrats had said earlier, except they were, you know, as you might say in your parlance, all hat, no cattle.
Yeah, you got it.
No,
you got it.
They just couldn't back it up, you know.
Well,
and go ahead.
Well, you're right. Obama was great at rhetoric, not so good at action. Sometimes this president that we've got now, Donald Trump, you may not enjoy his rhetoric, but if you look at what he's accomplished, what he's done, what he's committed to, you got to say, I think this guy's got my back.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, Tom Holman the other night, former ICE director, has called this out clearly. And what he said, and he put out a forecast here, and think about this, and, you know, it caused people to take a pause here. But I didn't see much follow-up on it. But I believe what he said is that, get ready. This is going to be, because of what happened with these murders, that this is going to amp up the whole refugee status even more so. And watch the Democrats rally around this, because now the people have a reason du jour to say, look at, I'm running away from, you know, the cartels and, you know, the threat of murder and all this. I mean, this is out of, he brings up an excellent point here that just kind of went by the wayside here, Bob.
Well, and if you want an example of somebody who's been there, done that, knows the situation on the ground, it's Tom Holman. Mm-hmm. And people ought to listen. But, you know, of course, the Democrats, I've witnessed it, you've witnessed it. They have an incredible ability to rationalize, to just close their eyes and their minds and their ears to reality. Mm-hmm. Not accepting, I'll say it again, fantasy has no place in governing. You may not like reality, but sooner or later you got to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And boy, reality slapped us right in the face this week with this. I mean, words fail me mm-hmm. to describe how horrific this situation is right across our border.
And we have
and
to
not,
take.
And it's not yeah. only right. It's not only across our border.
Talk
to folks in those border areas about what happens on their farms, their ranches, their communities, their homes. You know, the invasion has already occurred in many, many places. So, you know, pretending it away isn't going to work.
Yeah, many farms have been abandoned already, and rightfully so. I mean, because they're not being protected. What can they do? I mean, like, even if they have an AR-15, they're going to be able to defend themselves against the cartel that has rocket launchers?
And 50 caliber machine guns. I don't know if people heard or not, but this guy that apparently has been arrested, I heard he had 4 automatic weapons, including a 50 caliber machine gun, and 9,000 rounds of ammunition.
Yes.
It's unbelievable the amount of firepower that they have. And again, President Obrador thinks that somehow they can handle it. His government's turned a blind eye to it. Many of them have been bought off. You want to see corruption in government? See Mexico.
Let me say to you, the reason I think that America is where we are, from my observation point, is because we're so corrupt. The reason that we can't deal with the truth is that corruption is running rampant throughout our government. The reason why up is down and down is up, all this stuff, you go, wait a minute, did you just hear what Nancy Pelosi just said? You know, did you hear what Adam Schiff just said? I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, the everyday American on Main Street America listens to this and goes, these people are crazy. Well, you know, but they're so bought into their corruption. They're totally sold out, and their brain has been rewired to embrace this huge lie, and they want to take us with them.
Well, and then we've got a whole bunch of the media right there in sync with.
They're all part and parcel.
Yes.
I mean, it is a cabal, you know, from the deep state all the way down to the media, to the political puppets that have been utilized and bought into this, this grape juice drinking party that is costing us. And, I mean, it puts us all at risk because we've abandoned, and at the core of all this, as you said earlier, Bob, the absolute core of this is rule of law. We've abandoned the rule of law, and we're paying the price.
Yep.
And this is what Donald Trump is trying to bring back in focus. Yes, amen. All right, Bob Beaupre, former Colorado congressman and businessman, putting it all in perspective for us. Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate all the experience and what you bring to bear on the conversation.
Take care, my friend.
You got it. Bob Beaupre. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live right now, 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth coming up next.
This is sponsored by SK Life Science, Inc. More than 3 million people in the U.S. are affected by epilepsy, with 150,000 new cases reported each year. A new national survey called Seize the Truth About Epilepsy Perceptions revealed that 75% of patients agree that all they can do is accept their condition. Not only are patients affected physically, but the emotional, social, and financial consequences of epilepsy are equally as severe, with 58% of caregivers and 47% of patients having to take time off of work in the past year. The survey also revealed a wide range of challenges in the management of the disease, with a significant disconnect in conversations between healthcare professionals, caregivers, and patients. Danielle Becker, physician, Penn Medicine.
It is vital that patients and healthcare providers have an open and honest dialogue during office visits. The findings revealed that nearly half of patients surveyed admitted they don't share real-life goals with their doctors. Frank discussions are necessary in order to provide the patient with the best possible care.
For more information, visit www.webmd.com/epilepsy survey.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be good news in the trade war with China. China says it's reached an agreement with the United States to start rolling back tariffs on each other's goods. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce announcing today that the rollbacks will come in phases, and the amount of relief in the first phase will depend on an agreement that's reportedly going to be signed within the next few weeks. More witnesses are to be called today to testify about possible White House efforts to get Ukraine to investigate President Trump's political rivals. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's been called to testify, but it's unclear whether he will. Last night, President Trump was slamming the inquiry and Democrats during a campaign stop in Louisiana.
The American people are fed up with Democrat lies, hoaxes, smears, slanders, and scams.
Speaking there in Monroe, Louisiana, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Megan Bart joins us now. Megan, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, the Media Equality Project, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Bush, man, I'm doing great, but there's lots to talk about. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, my. Oh, let's talk Elizabeth Warren. Why not? Her fake plan. I mean, it is a faux plan, like so much that goes along with Elizabeth Warren, for this Medicare for All. I mean, why is she even proposing this when she knows she just can't deliver this? There's no way that this is even feasible from the get-go.
Well, she's proposing it because the hard left socialist wing of the party wants it. If you watch the radical socialist communist Marxist left, they want to bankrupt this country. That is the goal. The fundamental transformation of this country is to overthrow capitalism and institute a socialist government, a socialist economy, where all of the bureaucrats in D.C. make the decisions for the individual. They know best, don't you know? Did she say it was like 59 trillion or something?
After
the first trillion, I lose.
Yeah, it surpassed 50, but I didn't know that she actually, if the words 59 million actually came out of her mouth.
Trillion.
Yes, trillion. I'm sorry. 50, yeah, trillion.
Yes. Yeah, there is no way, if we confiscated all of the money from the top 100 wealthiest people in this country, we still wouldn't have enough to pay for it. You know, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. Cuomo just came out and said that they are going to have a hard time paying the bill for their own Medicare expansion. And I can't really equate, I wasn't very good in math, but I know for a fact that if you decriminalize the border, which is what Elizabeth Warren wants to do,
right,
and then you promise to give all illegal aliens free health care, that will cause an increase of crossings at the border, and they will be put into an already broken system, a health care system which is stressed to the max already, especially a Medicaid or a Medicare system, a government-run system, that is constantly struggling to make ends meet. So I don't really understand how they can allow the decriminalization of our border, giving free health care to illegal aliens, and then dumping 330 more million people on a health care system that they have no plan for, no experience with, and no money to pay for.
Well, the math is simple, and you said it at the opening. That is, it's about imploding the existing system. They, along with Barack Obama, who made the clear announcement that the ambition was to fundamentally change America. And they've been about it. This has been going on for decades. It just took Barack Obama to finally admit it and put it out there front center. And then you got the rise of Bernie Sanders. And now in this cycle, you've got Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, Omar, the rest of them that are going, you know, full bore because they feel like this is their opportunity. They've got Donald Trump on the ropes. They've got people questioning whether or not there's validity remaining in the capitalistic system. And this is after they've done everything they can, Megan, to corrupt the whole process. I mean, they've started fires all over the place, and then they come with hoses like as if they're going to be the champions of the one to put it out, and people forget they're the ones that started the fire to begin with.
Right. It wasn't, I'm old enough to remember when Obamacare was supposed to end all of the suffering and fix the entire system. Well, what happened to Obamacare? That didn't work? So now we need a bigger, better government plan?
Well, because that's what they do. That's what they do, Megan. It's never enough money, never enough time. If you only gave them more money, more time, that's what socialists do. They keep running the clock. And meanwhile, at the expense of the everyday American, the American dream, and all that, you know, our fathers, our grandfathers, great-grandparents fought for so that we could live in a free America. I mean, this is a calculated, diabolical plan that has been absolutely corrupted throughout. And this is what we're seeing right now, Megan, with all that Donald Trump is going through. You know, over the weekend, I had a chance. I thought, let me revisit, Peter Schweitzer's book, Secret Empires. And because I said, well, you know, we're focusing only on one chapter, which is Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. But when you go through that book, you realize, and especially in light of what's being revealed, as corruption runs deep, the smash and grabbing that was done under Barack Obama, where his acolytes would come in, including George Soros, and buy companies that had been affected by strict government regulations, and they would take advantage and come in and buy these companies for cents on the dollar. And this was a routine operation that nobody's talking about. I mean, the stuff that Hillary did and Bill Clinton did and the Clinton Foundation, even McConnell and his wife, which what's going on with China. I mean, the reason that we're so bogged down with China and we've got tentacles wrapped around our throats, in many ways, it's been self-induced by our own people that we've elected to office and trusted, and they've taken full advantage. They've gotten their fingers into the Treasury, and they make Joe Biden and Hunter Biden look like schoolboys by comparison.
Well, and I think this was the answer. People might not have understood the depths of the corruption in Washington, D.C., in the political class, but they could certainly, they had a sense of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They knew that it was getting done. The middle class kept getting squeezed. Factories kept leaving, but yet the politicians kept enriching themselves. You know, how is it that Nancy Pelosi, making $174,000 a year, is a multimillionaire? How is Maxine Waters a multimillionaire, living in a $4 million house?
Outside of her voting district.
Outside of her voting district. And so we were watching the political class enrich and gorge themselves on taxpayer dollars. And then we saw this billionaire come out of nowhere down an escalator and proclaim that he is going to drain the swamp. And he captured, Donald Trump captured the hearts and minds of of middle America. He swept the Rust Belt. And I don't know if you saw the latest statistics, Bill, but it's worth pointing out. At his last two rallies, the one prior to Kentucky, I think he went to Mississippi, and then I think he was in Florida, if I'm not mistaken, or Minneapolis, excuse me.
Right.
Mississippi had 23% of the crowd were Democrats.
Wow.
In Minnesota, 17% of the crowd at the Minnesota rally for Donald Trump were Democrats. So Democrats are leaving in droves, walking away from the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party has shifted so far left, they've left a huge middle for Donald Trump to capitalize on. And that's going to be our sweet spot.
Exactly.
All the people left behind.
Well, it was quite telling to your point along the same line. I mean, think about it. Joe Manchin was asked if he would endorse Elizabeth Warren. He kind of laughed. I don't think so. I mean, you could tell philosophically Elizabeth Warren and Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, you look at him and you see him as being the moderate Democrat, the old, in the form of the old blue dog Democrat, right?
Yeah, one of the very few left. And I think he said that not only about Elizabeth Warren, but I did hear him say that about Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, socialism is a myth as far as a political myth that is successful. The success of socialism has never been proven every single place it's been tried. Even the Nordic countries that the Democrats always rave about actually are more capitalistic in their economy than socialists. They went away from socialism. They embraced it first and then went away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Democrats are selling a brand of socialism. They want to call it democratic socialism. Like, that's going to be a kinder, gentler socialism.
Right.
But you're still getting closer to communism.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So why would you want to get closer to communism? And why is it that communists and Marxists and socialists and anti-Semites like Ilhan Omar always find a home in the Democrat Party? That's because that's where they're welcome.
Exactly. That's quite telling. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the one and only, yes, Megan Barth right here. Stay with us.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people. Passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
As promised, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth continues with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. People have got to wise up. I mean, the everyday man and woman was given a reprieve with the election of Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the ruling elite is going full bore after this president that they elected. This is an out-and-out coup. There's just no, being gentle about it. This is what they're doing. Finally, you know, we're going to get out from behind the closed doors, and the chips are going to fall where they're going to fall. And hopefully we'll be able to get to some sort of bottom and understanding of what's going on. But the Democrats, backed by the propaganda mainstream media, who have continued to carry their water, is doing everything they can to keep the waters murky and to confuse the everyday man and woman. But unlike what Jonathan Gruber of Barack Obama and Obamacare fame would think, the American people are not as stupid as they think.
No, we're not as stupid as they need us to be. Jonathan Gruber famously said that the Democrats relied on the stupidity of the American voter in order to pass Obamacare. That's how much the Democrats think about the average American voter. And we also can't forget that ABC, this week, big story.
Yes.
ABC hid, or at least shelved, spiked a story on Jeffrey Epstein, supposedly because there wasn't enough evidence in their investigative reporting in order to present that evidence to the American public. Now, let's remember who Jeffrey Epstein was. He was not only the world's most prolific pedophile, but he was also the largest bundler for Bill and Hillary Clinton and their foundation.
Exactly.
And so when ABC spiked this story, they did so when Hillary Clinton was running for president. And I don't know if you noticed this, but after Jeffrey Epstein was arrested and caught, who was the first to come to Twitter and play their cards? Bill Clinton. Well, I might have gone on a
right.
with him, right?
Right.
And that's a tell in poker. He was the very first person to cover his you-know-what. First, he denied basically ever even being with the dude. We have flight logs that show Bill Clinton took 26 trips to Orgy Island. an island nicknamed Orgy Island. Mm-hmm. If you owned a foundation, $1 billion, hundreds of millions of dollars, a foundation, if you were a former president and you're still protected by Secret Service, would you, from the optics standpoint alone, would you fly with a known pedophile to a place called Orgy Island?
Well, yes.
He did it right in front of our noses because mm-hmm. he thought he could get away with it. And ABC spiked the story because they were not only protecting a powerful pedophile, they were protecting the Clinton dynasty.
Exactly. And on many of those occasions, he left his Secret Service patrol behind. You know, he juked them out to get around it. I mean, you know, clearly, Bill Clinton's got more problems than you and I have time to discuss. But, yes, call it optics, call it what you want. It certainly doesn't look good, especially coming from a president who was indicted, you know, for, you know, his clear, you know, sexual proclivities.
Well, exactly. And why would you have a known pedophile running and bundling money for your foundation? Everybody knew.
Right.
Everybody in that circle of sickness knew that Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile.
Well, and they had Harvey Weinstein. And they had Harvey Weinstein there too. I mean, you know, it's birds of a feather sticking together here, right?
So this should tell you how powerful Democrats and their media lackeys aren't about the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
They're not about women and children. They're about the abuse of women and children, as long as that abuse can be covered up by the mainstream media. Amy Robach said that she had a woman that came forward after 14 years in hiding, came forward in order to tell her story. Multiple women followed. Lawyers. She has statements from lawyers. And what Amy Robach said is that she had Bill Clinton. She had pictures. So where are the pictures, ABC?
Right.
I want
exactly.
to know where those pictures are that Amy had.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she also had information on Prince Andrew as well.
Yep. Yep.
So all the show, and of course, she,
Amy.
Yeah.
Sorry, very powerful men, as Amy Robach admitted, were taking many trips to that island, were flying on that plane, and were going to that apartment in New York of Jeffrey Epstein. Very powerful men. She admitted that he made his money because he blackmailed people. How
right.
much money ended up in the Clinton Foundation? That's,
you know,
my next question.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and she says 100% that Epstein was killed. That was the other bombshell that came out of that.
And, Bill, let's just look at the circumstances surrounding his quote-unquote suicide. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Both guards, at least two guards, I don't know if there were more, but at least two guards fell asleep at the same time. How often does that happen? While both guards fell asleep at the same time, at that very same time, all of the cameras malfunctioned. All of the cameras malfunctioned. So you have more than one guard that fell asleep simultaneously. Simultaneously, you had all the cameras just go out, malfunction, no tape, no recording. You had supposedly a man who had tried to commit suicide a couple weeks before, suicide watch, then mysteriously taken off suicide watch. The guards fall asleep. The cameras malfunction. He is in the cell with an accused murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And he is
the same murderer that beat him up a week or two earlier?
Correct.
So we're just going to leave them together. And oh yeah, by the way, from Suicide Watch, we're going to give you a new set of linen here for your bedding, right? Which before, when you're on Suicide Watch, your linen is actually just butcher paper.
Yeah, and the most prolific pedophile under federal custody, you would think that he would have the most protection ever. And in that jail, they have not had a suicide in 40 years.
Right, exactly.
So the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's death needs to be open, an investigation into ABC of why they withheld the evidence, and where are the pictures that Amy Robach has.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Jeffrey Epstein's black book? Where is the DNA from the rope or the sheet he used to hang himself? We haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I talked with Dr. Michael Bodden, and in fact, because I knew that he was witnessing the autopsy, the process there, and Bodden, of course, the celebrated pathologist and former, I think he was a former coroner himself, New York coroner, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, I talked to him early on. He had told me, he said, "Bill, I can't get into big detail right now. I was hired by the family, is all I can tell you, and we'll be able to report on it." Well, he's starting to report, and he suggested as much in our phone conversation over a month ago, but now he's come out with some specific diagrams and indicating that the evidence would demonstrate that Jeffrey Epstein was strangled, that he was murdered, that this is a homicide, this is not a suicide.
Everyone knows Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. There's not one person that believes that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Even the Clintons don't believe it. Just who murdered Jeffrey Epstein?
And Bill Barr, of course, he has set forth an investigation. We haven't heard much about that because we've been waiting on the other investigations that he's in the midst of with Durham, all regarding the origination of this Russian collusion, which is now, boy, I'll tell you, it has grown tentacles, and it is going deeper and deeper and broader. And what's happening is the deep state is getting very nervous, because what's about to revealed is what we started talking about when we first began the conversation here, Megan, and that is the corruption within our government has metastasized, and it's probably worse than people are ready to, get their brain around.
Yeah, I mean, you've been around the political water cooler a little longer than I have, but I think that I speak for you when I say I have never seen a coup like we are witnessing now against a candidate, nor have we ever seen unelected bureaucrats unmask hundreds of people and then target them for political prosecution, much like they were doing many people in and around the Trump campaign, as Trump has attested to himself. We have a weaponized government, thank you, Barack Obama, but this is what we get when we elect, or at least when a man is nominated and then passes through congressional approval, like John Brennan, head up an unaccountable, powerful agency like the CIA. He voted for a communist. John Brennan voted for a communist and still somehow reached the highest and most powerful agency and led that agency. There's a problem.
Without a doubt, would
you ever vote for your worst of days?
Right, exactly. No, all this stuff is ignored. That's why Trevor Loudon said very basically, he said, Bill, he says, you cannot believe how many elected officials could not pass a basic security test. I mean, they can't be vetted because they're so compromised. And here they are having access to, top secret information. It's amazing. And we're not talking just about Ilhan Omar. It's right throughout, Congress. It's pretty scary when you think about it. Megan, real quick, because we've got to wrap it up. We've only got about 40 seconds left. We got problems in the South. To his credit, Donald Trump offered a hand of support to the Mexican government, saying, look, you're going to need help clearing out the cartel. We've been saying this for years, and we'll see what happens there. So we'll have to stay on top of it, and I know that you'll continue to report on it. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. That's what you need to check out to stay in the flow of the know. Megan, as always, we appreciate you being on the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Any